Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Works of art can teach us a great deal about the communities that produced and supported them. Lisa Peschel, lecturer in theater, film, and television at the University of York, examines what we can learn from a recently discovered group of plays that were only performed in the Jewish ghetto.
During my research on theatrical performance in one of the World War II Jewish ghettos, something unexpected happened. Several previously unknown scripts written and performed by the prisoners came to light. The ghetto, which was called Theresienstadt in German and Terezin in Czech, was located just 40 miles northwest of Prague. It was a site of fear and deprivation, but it was also the site of a desperately vibrant cultural life. Although most of the artists ultimately perished in the Holocaust, dozens of their musical compositions and hundreds of drawings, including children's drawings, have been preserved. Scholars believe that most traces of theatrical performances in the ghetto had been lost until recently. Between 2004 and 2008, while I was interviewing survivors and searching in archives in Europe and Israel, scripts began to resurface. 12 of them are now being published in an anthology called Performing Captivity, Performing Escape. So how did these scripts reappear more than 60 years after the war? I'll give you just one example. In the spring of 2005, I went to a reunion of Terezin survivors in Prague and asked, "Does anyone have any scripts?" Two women approached me, sisters, and the older sister had been a dancer in Terezin. She showed me a full-length cabaret for 10 performers that was staged in the ghetto in the spring and summer of 1944. However, it was set in the future, as if all the actors had survived and returned to Prague and were enjoying fantastic careers. One had become a singer with the Czech National Opera, another had become a dancer for a famous theater. And in this imaginary future, the performers talk about Terezin as if they're looking back on the good old days. Here's another surprising thing. 10 of the 12 scripts in the anthology are comedies, and in my latest research, I'm investigating this question. Why did the prisoners try to cope with the often traumatic conditions of their captivity using humor?
That was Lisa Peschel of the University of York.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.